How are we this morning? Everybody doing all right?
Yeah.
It's the 17th today. We're getting closer to the weekend.
You've got the cap on this morning, Casey.
I got my Cork GAA cap. Yeah. I went looking for some jerseys and bits and bobs yesterday because they made me do a video yesterday, Victoria. And you know me and my awkwardness. My awkwardness around performance.
I know, yeah.
Of anything of the silly nature. It's just not my cup of tea. I have no fist left from the cringe. Well, we did. But I got...
Did you get through it, kid?
Wait till I tell you. I went over to Sports Direct in Mahon Point to try and get a jersey my size. And because I'm somewhere between Shrek, Ogre and Planet Mars, they didn't have anything in my size.
Aww.
So I would need like... I'm just a weird...
You're ladders.
I'm a weird long shape.
Yeah. You're a tall fella, let's
half
say.
Half potato, half human. So getting stuff to fit me is a bit of a disaster. But they had nothing there. It was all kind of mediums and XLs and a couple of larges.
Okay, yeah.
You know, for athlete-y people. Yeah. And I'm not one of those.
No, neither am I.
So I just went digging around the back and I found a T-shirt that had red on it. I was like, you'll
happy
do.
Days. Once it's red, Casey.
Once it's red. And then I came out to the station just to get the video done with Jake the Flake. And there was a parcel at reception with my name on it. And I opened it up.
Was it a Cork jersey?
It was a People's Republic of Cork T-shirt.
Oh, fantastic.
From the lads from the website. And it just said, you know yourself. Did I say it on air yesterday that I had no jersey?
Yeah, you did. Well done, People's Republic.
So we have the Rebel 24 video going up at about 8:15 this morning.
It's going to be whopper, yeah.
In a People's Republic of Cork jersey. Yeah. And I totally forgot, if you're looking for something red, I mean, that is the original and greatest Cork T-shirt.
It is, yeah.
It's the one with the little Chinese star,
yeah,
Cork
it's
star.
Yeah, fantastic, yeah.
So if you're looking to get yourself something red, peoplesrepublicofcork.com. Now, will we restart the show?
Turn Cork red.
We are just in a state of heightened buzz for the next 2 or 3 days. And
off the back of yesterday.
Oh my God, yesterday was incredible.
Yeah. Come on, Ireland.
Absolutely incredible. Went on to Páirc Uí Chaoimh. Nearly 20,000 people turned up.
Yeah.
To support women's soccer in Cork. Amazing to see. And they won 3-1. They beat France 3-1.
Had France already qualified?
France are top of the group. We're bottom of the group. We needed to win. And I think with another win, we might go into a qualifier stage.
Come on, Ireland.
Say that again.
Come on, Ireland.
Okay.
What?
It sounded like you were in a tug of war there.
Well, that's really rare.
Do you know, I better ring here now. Do you know who was amazing last night?
Raw.
This fella here. He was DJing and he was the...
Heep.
He was the announcer for Páirc Uí Chaoimh. I was like a proud dad up in the stands last night.
You looked very smart, Rory.
Way too smart. What were you doing dressed up in a suit?
Yeah.
I felt like I had to dress like an adult for the occasion. And okay. I didn't care for it. I'm back now in my scrubby like band t-shirts and old shoes.
Yeah. Back to normal. Back. He came in this morning looking like the Big Lebowski. He was only missing the...
the bowling ball.
Exactly. Came in his silky pyjamas. Listen, just well done. We'll chat about it in a while, all right?
Thanks, buddy.
And he played a load of tunes as well. One of the actual players from the squad was doing a post-match interview talking about the atmosphere. And she said, by the way, the DJ was incredible. Tunes were on fire.
Wow.
That was her reaction. Never mind you just beat France. Rory's DJ set stole the night. So well done, gang. Now, did you get tickets for Páirc Uí Chaoimh yesterday? Were you one of the lucky 15,000? We sold this thing out yesterday in 45 minutes.
Yeah. And still we support Cork. We are so excited to go to Páirc Uí Chaoimh on Sunday. Up the Rebels!
Good on you, little people.
So cute. Tom's been on as well. He got 2 tickets yesterday.
Ella and Jamie got 2 tickets. Yeah. Thank you so much, gang.
Come on, the Rebels!
Up the Rebels!
Yeah, they're very happy.
Corkman here, living in Offaly. Can't get tickets to Croke Park, so off to the homeland to Páirc Uí Chaoimh to watch the match. Come on, the Rebels!
Nice one, congratulations. Anybody else get tickets? 0868 104 106 if you were lucky enough yesterday.
Up the Rebels!
They're flying into us. Yeah, 45 minutes, those 15,000 tickets were gone. We will see you all there on Sunday afternoon.
It's going to be whopper.
It's going to be mega. And then, of course, there's some of you lucky cats who have managed to pick up tickets for the actual trip to Dublin. Any tickets? Nah.
With KC on Cork's Good Times.
6:14. It's 11 minutes after 7. This is Cork's Good Times Red FM. Ella Henderson and Rudimental together. Did you get your tickets for the big one yesterday? Did you? Hey kids.
Hello Cork's Red FM. This is Emma and Jamie from Cork, but living in County Limerick. And still we support Cork. We are so excited to go to Parky Queeve on Sunday. Up the river!
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
That's so cute.
Oh my God, this movement is so big, we're converting Limerick kids.
Exactly, yeah.
That's Ella and Jamie, who got their tickets for Sunday down the park. They're coming down to Super Value Park in Queeve. They will be there with us. And 15,000 other people for the big game on Sunday between 2 and 6.
Yeah.
So, voice notes, please. If you managed to grab a couple of tickets yesterday.
For the fan zone.
Yeah.
Come on, the Rebels. Bring it on.
Bring it on, lads. Bring it on. It is 5 days to go for Cork versus Clare. We are turning Cork red. Your photos continue to blow us away of your homes, your houses, your paints and your pets and dogs and cats and sheep and cattle and garden sheds and tractors and... I seen an amazing car yesterday, by the way.
Decked out.
Like, it's the front bumper of the car. I don't know if it's a cover.
Okay.
But let me just show it to you here. I think the car belongs to a Miss Middleton from down my neck of the woods.
Okay.
Check it out.
Wow.
Really impressive.
Is it a sticker?
I think it might be. Or some kind of felt crest. Cork GA crest that's across the bonnet of the car. And it looks amazing.
That's a serious commitment.
That's dedication there.
Fantastic.
More people turning Cork red with Cork's Red FM. So
my gang were up in summer camp yesterday, and all the kids were making, the little friendship bracelets.
Oh, the Swifty bracelets. Yeah.
But with Cork written on them. Come on, Cork, and all Ireland, and all the rest of it. And my fella came home with one that said, "Cork is on fire."
Literally is on fire. good on you, Tom. Loving that. Right, what else is happening in the world? Last night, also down in Parky Queeve, we had nearly 20,000 people turning up to support women's football, which was incredible to see. We beat France 3-1. The ladies were absolutely on fire. It was a complete crowd energizer.
Yeah.
Because the support they were getting and the chanting and the singing and everything, it couldn't but drive them on to a win.
Exactly.
France were literally intimidated out of it by the crowd.
I love that.
It was a cauldron in there. But everybody that turned up to support the ladies, right across all of the papers this morning.
So full-time score 3-1, was it?
3-1, yeah.
To Ireland. Come on, Ireland.
And Denise O'Sullivan, our lady here from here in Cork, scored the first goal. Absolute cracker from outside the box. Rory was the MC stadium announcer and the DJ.
Were you proud?
Very proud.
Were you?
Proud of my little manine. He did an absolutely brilliant job.
What kind of tunes was he spinning?
He played...
Go on.
He played Cabin Crew. He played the Cork Kids at the end of the game. He played Put 'Em Under Pressure. He played After All, right at the end of the game, the Franken Walters. And that was absolutely brilliant. The place went bananas.
Fab.
He was just, the only thing he was missing was the ball and chain. If he had dropped the balla, it would have been brilliant.
Brilliant.
In other news this morning, bosses of TV show The Traitors are set to bottle its success with its very own brand of perfume. The Traitors aftershave and perfume range is coming if you're a fan of the TV show.
So they're making a perfume and an aftershave based on the TV show.
What is the scent of treachery?
What is the scent of... What if you could make a scent for this show, what would it be?
For this show? Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Let's ask everyone.
All right.
If you could come
this,
up
this
with
might
a,
backfire spectacularly.
If you could come up with a scent for this show, what would it contain? That was Casey.
It'd be a combination of and
I think it would have a warm top note of biscuits.
Biscuits, pizza and Jameson.
Yay! Let us know.
And a bit of that. All right, if you're creating a perfume, what is it? Vic has your VIPs. What is going on?
Okay. Is Hollywood's new golden boy really a hyper paranoid diva? Who am I talking about?
Oh, who could you be talking about?
Yeah. New golden boy, Hollywood.
Hollywood's new golden boy. Oh, good question. Well, give me
Wonka.
A clue here. Oh, your man.
Yeah.
Shaman or Shaman.
Yeah, so basically, he's starring in this new Bob Dylan biopic.
Yeah.
It's called A Complete Unknown. And loads of the crew that have worked on the movie with him have claimed that he's just an absolute diva.
He's a pop.
Yeah, they're saying, like, there's lots and lots of accusations being made, including things like the crew weren't allowed to introduce themselves to him. They weren't allowed to look at him.
Don't look Timothy in the eye.
Yeah.
It's not that crack. Like, what's
that
about?
It's that crack. Also, I think there was a security guard that was taking a photograph mm-hmm. of a solar eclipse, and she just had caught the side of Timothy in the photograph. And security then... No, sorry, she wasn't security guard. She's a member of the crew. Then the security made her delete all of the photographs off her phone in case there was any lurking around with Timothy in them.
Wow.
There was lots and lots of other stuff floating around. A strongly worded email, apparently. This is all allegedly now was sent to the entire cast and crew, prohibiting any of them from taking a picture of Timothy.
He does. I've said it before. He does sound like a bargain bin shampoo, doesn't he? His name. You know when you go into deals and you see three shampoos sellotaped together? Oh, I got three Timothy Chalamets for a fiver.
Maybe it's Chalamet.
Anyway. I'm disappointed to hear that he's an absolute pop. Like,
Another thing as well they're saying is that he wasn't very keen on stand-in actors and, you know, wasn't particularly nice and was quite cruel to them when they were on the set. Now, this is all allegedly, and of course we haven't had any statement yet from Timothy's camp. But
no smoke without fire.
Yeah. A US country singer has been forced to apologise. Her name is Ingrid Andress, and this was, she was singing the national anthem at a baseball game in the States, and it was completely out of tune. Have a listen.
Oh, wow.
And the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, April through the night.
Jesus.
That our flag was still
She has actually come out and said, unfortunately, she was under the influence
of something, definitely,
during the performance, and she's actually checking into rehab over it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there's a bit of gossip around about that situation now today.
But like, does she have, like, management or friends or something?
You'd wonder, wouldn't you, really?
You really shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
Do you remember Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas?
Oh, yeah.
She did the same kind of job. Kind of did a Jessica Rabbit on it.
Oh, like blues.
And then she goes into the warbly bit.
Oh,
people are just kind of looking around, loads of side eyes going on.
You just can't. Like, it's one of those national anthems that you can't hide behind either.
But everyone tries to outdo each other when they do it. Like, they try to give their own twist on it. Turning Cork Red, it's 8:14 on a Wednesday morning. Days away, everybody. Yeah. Days away. We'll have a chat about the big one this weekend very, very soon. It's incredible how one phrase, one word that comes out of your mouth can completely change your life these days.
Oh, yeah.
For the better or for the worst. I mean, for the better. You know, exactly. Hawk 2 Lady she's going to make a million this year.
Oh, nice.
On merchandise alone. She's selling hats and t-shirts and everything. And she's turning it up. She's charging like 25 grand for an interview, all this stuff.
Wow.
It's absolutely bonkers.
Catch me outside. How about that?
The Catch Me Outside lady who was on Dr. Phil many years ago.
Yeah.
She just said that phrase. It blew up and she has made 85 million on her OnlyFans this year alone.
My
85 million.
TMZ have published the receipt of how much money she's made.
Whoa.
Then yesterday, Tenacious D, words that come out of a mouth that can change your life for the worst. This is Tenacious D live. It's Jack Black, the actor. It's his band and his partner, Kyle. So we asked Kyle to bring out a birthday cake. What's your birthday wish? What is your wish?
Don't miss Trump next time.
Don't miss Trump next time.
Yeah.
Is what he said. Now Jack Black has ended the band.
Yeah.
Cancelled the world tour. And that's it. The band are no more. He had to do it to step away from doing more damage to him and his acting career. Mm. So Tenacious D are gone off the back of it. Are you a fan of them?
Yeah,
do you like
not
them?
Bad.
I like the Britney Spears cover. And that song they did with the devil. Tribute's a banger. But anyway, about 10, 11 years ago, I was asked to do an interview with Jack Black and Tenacious D, and it just didn't go well.
Oh, no.
Oh my God. I was supposed to ring them up from two phone lines, okay? So in the studio I was in, there was only one phone line available. So I said to him, listen, Jack, is there any chance I could just talk to you first? And then I'll talk to Kyle and we'll stitch it all together. And that just killed the interview straight away. And it just, there's 9.5 minutes of this that I've just put into a minute of just awkwardness and silence. And then they start talking back and over to each other.
Yeah, all right, well, you just ask the questions and I'll repeat them out loud and we'll answer them together that way. Here we go. And first question.
Hello, Tenacious D. Jack Black, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well.
It is lovely to talk to you.
Tenacious D, how are you?
How's the tour going so far?
We're pretty much 5 for 5.
I heard that some guy asked you where you had gone to and you said that everyone had thought you had actually died.
Oh, there was a man who interviewed us in the States who said, where have you gone to? Where have you been? And we said, well, everyone thought we had died, but we didn't die.
Yeah.
Okay. It's more of a statement than a question.
Yeah, but I'm glad you didn't. I'm glad you're still here and alive and well.
He's glad we're still alive and well.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thumbs up to you.
How is your life, Jack? What's happening?
All that is happening now is Tenacious D, raising my two little boys, Sammy and Tommy. Kyle, how are you, man? How are you?
I'm good. I'm working really hard on my poker skills.
Kyle's been working really hard on his poker skills. That's it.
What have you done that's different on this tour to the previous stuff?
What have we done on this tour that's different than previous tours?
We've brought a whole new genre to the canon.
Our next album, it's called Tenacious D Jazz. I don't know. Print that, please. That's all gold.
That's all gold. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Was he just up?
Wait.
No, I don't know.
Okay, it wasn't.
Did I get
you.
Him? Did I get him on a bad day? Was it me? I don't
it
know.
It wasn't you. I can tell you now. It was not you in that interview.
But that's the best of the. There was like 30-second gaps where they were just went off chatting between themselves. It was very strange.
You sound about 12 in that clip as well. But
do we? Yeah. Okay, well, it was about 12 years ago. Yeah.
No, it definitely wasn't you. I just think somebody has just written the perfect expression for what I would love to say on the radio but can't on the WhatsApp machine there. That will tell you exactly what I think you were dealing with there. Yeah,
it was...
egos.
Maybe so, but again, it was just the whole thing that I couldn't have two phone lines for them. That they kind of.
But they just went to town with that, then.
Yeah, they really did. They shut the whole thing down. Anyway, that was my experience with there Jack Black and Tenacious
nice.
D.
Yay.
Fun on the farm. Pop quiz coming up. Artemis, I like the way you kiss me. 8:26 on Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. All right, so who's heading to Super Valley Park, Queeve on Sunday? Yes, it is.
Happy day. Got my 4 tickets for Sunday down at the park. Can't wait for this. Up the Rebels!
Amazing news.
I'm just securing my tickets down now. Up the Rebels!
Sold out in 45 minutes yesterday. Incredible, Cork. Incredible.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Now, Carol, correct me if I'm wrong here. Are you working in a centre somewhere?
I am. I'm working in Welton Centre.
In Welton Centre. Now, how's it looking there for lots Welton. Of bunting and flags and everything? Are you standing out from the crowd, basically, I want to know?
We're not standing out as yet, but final prep has been done today, so okay. We will be standing out.
Okay.
Very good. So that's Welton's Centre.
Yeah, very good.
Welton's, yeah.
Get in there and put a bit of pressure on Carol to get that bunting up now. I want it up by midday today.
Yeah, I'll be out with the ladder later on there now.
Are you looking forward to the game this weekend?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Everybody's buzzing.
Are they going to win? No. Are they going to win, Carol?
Definitely.
10 points.
Yeah.
10 points is a stretch. I'll go for a comfortable 5-point win for Cork. Okay. All right, that's what we're hoping for. Now, let's get a 10 out of 10 win from you.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Who do Cork play this weekend?
Clare.
Who is the most followed man on Instagram?
Ronaldo.
The Irish ladies beat who last night in Super Value Park at Cueve?
Fran.
Question number 4. Who is the Irish member of Girls Aloud?
Nadine Coyle.
Question 5. Who is the Irish Taoiseach for Government?
Micheál Martin.
Question 6. What hurling club is known as the Rockies?
Blackrock.
Question 7. What Chris was the presenter of TFI Friday?
Chris Evans.
Question number 8. Kyle Gass is a member of what band?
Kyle who?
Kyle Gass is a member of what band?
The one with Jack Black that they had to disband.
Yeah, give us a name. Go on.
I don't know if that, you know who I'm talking about.
Did Wonka the movie make over 500 million or under 500 million?
Over.
Question number 10. Who created James Bond? Quickly.
Oh my God.
Carol. You're doing so well.
Ooh. And I know at the minute you say it now, don't give me... No.
That would have been very sketchy with the Jack Black one now, because I did need an answer, but what would I have done in that situation? Claire is correct, Ronaldo is correct, France is correct, Nadine is correct, Micheál Martin, Blackrock, Chris Evans. Tenacious D,
yeah.
was the correct answer. But look, we didn't get to a point where we have to fall out over it. Wonka made 632 million. And Ian Fleming was the creator.
Oh my God.
James Bond. Yeah. Oh. Carol, I'm so sorry. Well.
Carol, that was really good though.
You did brilliant.
Thank you very much.
We love hearing from you. We've got a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors making its way to you. And give us an up the rebels before you go. Go on, give us your
up the rebels.
That's the style. Well done, Carol. Red FM
weather. And Cork City in friendly action tonight. The Rebel Army hosting championship side Stoke City. That's a Turners Cross at 7:45. That's the sport with Simply Suits.
As the stadium announcer last night, we set Rory with a challenge to get a phrase in, and the phrase was, I'm cold. And he let us down. It didn't happen.
I saw the message too late.
No, he was just being professional.
It's just been a total pro. Turn. Cork. Red. Thank you to each and every one of you for going out and grabbing those tickets yesterday. The free tickets that became available through the GAA site, through Cork City Council. And the 15,000 tickets went in 45 minutes.
Wow.
Not only that, it wasn't just families in Cork. Families all over the country are trying to come to Cork to watch this game because they know the buzz is going to be crazy. Ella and Jamie.
Hello, Cork's Red FM. This is Emma and Jamie from Cork. But living in County Limerick, and still we support Cork. We are so excited to go to Park and Cueve on Sunday. Up the Rebels!
Amazing little fans were listening to Kira yesterday. You can just hear the excitement. They're coming down. They got their tickets. Well done, everybody.
I have to secure my tickets down now. Up the Rebels!
It was chaos because the side caddy was crashing like 2-3 hours beforehand.
Yeah, it was, and thank God it all got resolved after.
Yeah. Poor old Prendeville was getting it in the neck. It was like it was Jimmy the Lock's fault that he was like.
Known web designer Neil Prendeville.
Yeah.
Happy day. Got my 4 tickets for Sunday down at the park. Can't wait for this. Up the Rebels!
So, what will the lads be doing now? We're midweek, 5 days out. Is it a case of like they're trying to avoid injuries and training and all that kind of stuff? Is it really soft kind of training they're
doing?
Yeah,
I suppose everyone is kind of different now this week. A lot of lads will have taken the week off and just kind of like gone into their own little bubble, their own little cocoon, and just kind of shut off the outside world for the week. It's an incredibly intense build-up to an All-Ireland final. It's kind of compressed as well with the split season. So it's 2 weeks of just sheer intensity. So they'll have trained a couple of times this week. They'll have had their gym sessions, and they'll just be kind of tipping over, waiting for Sunday. They'll announce their team Friday morning, and then it's all systems go. But it's just trying to keep a lid on it, I suppose. Yeah, yeah.
Do they stay off their phone, I wonder?
Oh, I would imagine
so. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've seen like players say that they've deleted like social media apps from their phones. They've like basically turned them off. They haven't left their house. They're not answering phone calls. They're not answering texts. And like,
the focus has to be like that.
You have to be selfish. You have to realize this is a huge opportunity, and you have to make the most of it, and you just have to focus in on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. All right, okay.
Up the Rebels. We're going to win. It's going to be absolutely amazing scenes down in Park.
Yes, it is. Well done, everybody. If you got tickets, if you're part of the 15,000 Rebel Army that will be there on Sunday in Super Value Park, you could. Right. Cash machine for 150K. On Cork's Good Times. Red FM. My God. Wednesday, then Thursday, then Friday, then Saturday.
Yeah.
And Sunday. Oh. I'm a nervous wreck. PJ, how's it going, man?
Good morning, Casey. How are you keeping?
Come here, I'm worried about you, PJ. I'm hearing you're going through a bit of a rough one at the moment.
It's an awful spell, all right. It's brutal at the moment, like.
Oh my God!
It's just hard on me, like.
I know it's horrible on you. So,
yeah.
Look, PJ's wife is pregnant at the moment, and poor old PJ's going through all of the stresses and strains and the cravings as well. PJ, talk to me about what cravings are you going through, PJ?
We're going through taco fries at the moment. I'd say talking noodles.
Going through them for a shortcut. And have you started eating coal or anything like that, PJ? You know those weird cravings that
I've been partially eating the grass in the garden this morning.
Do you know what I found was really good, PJ? If you can get some extra cushions to put under your feet when you're lying back watching the telly, that tends to get the circulation going again after a big feed.
It also tends to get me a job like washing the dishes or putting out the bins really quickly. Like,
she hasn't got you putting the bins out, surely. This is
if I sit down and look too comfortable too quickly too early, she'll find me a job. Like,
she's dead right, PJ.
I have to go hide in the bathroom for about 4 hours. Like.
Doing a KC on it.
Yeah, sitting on the jacks for so long, your legs go numb. You have to learn how to walk again.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, PJ, is this baby number one or baby number many?
Baby number two.
Oh, probably. Congrats. So you've been through the ringer already.
Well, you think you've been through the ringer.
We've only ordered the one. We don't want any more than the one. We've only ordered the one.
One will do nicely, PJ. Yeah. All right, have a listen to this voice.
I reached a little bit of a zen moment last night because he has made it so personal. I forgive him. I forgive Dylan.
Celebrity sleepover at the Maldron Hotel. Who's that voice, please?
That'll be Logan Paul.
Logan Paul is great. Good man. You've got your overnight stay and dinner for two at the Grain and Grill restaurant at the beautiful Maldron Hotel. That is for your hard-working, beautiful wife who needs a big break after this baby arrives, okay?
Amazing. Can I send her home? Can I stay tonight?
You can stay. It's up to you. I mean, you can send her away for a break on your own, or you can go with her. It's up to you.
Yeah,
I'll go on my own. She can mind the house. Like.
I know you've been putting it in, PJ.
I've no one to mind the dog. Like,
PJ, you're some message. You know that.
No one to mind the dog. Good luck to you, fella. Thanks for listening, PJ.
Thanks so much. Cheers.
The Maldron Hotel in South Mall, the ultimate summer barbecue venue. They are catering for groups of 15 to 140 people. So if you're planning a group or a work barbecue, just get in contact with the Maldron. They'll sort you out with absolutely everything and make sure that it's all set up and ready to go. So find out more at the Maldron Hotel South Mall on Instagram, and we'll do another one of those celebrity sleepovers tomorrow with thanks to our friends at the Maldron. It was put up about half an hour ago on Instagram. The official Rebel 24 is there for you to share. Parse it onto your stories. Yeah. Get it out to your buddies, particularly your friends up in Limerick. The official video is on our Instagram right now. So if you just look for Red FM's Instagram, hit follow on it, by the way. And you can check out Rebel 24. The video is there for you. Thank you to the People's Republic of Cork.com for the prop t-shirt for the video.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dara and the lads. Much appreciated.
I was watching the Sunday game. I'd say me neighbors caught a gun insane. The first half nearly gave me a banger. That referee was a bit of a langer. They said we couldn't beat the treaty again. They said Liam was going back to them. We started to play and we gave them a fright.
A bright again.
Then Hoggy knocked over his 700th point. We put an end to the drive for five. What a time to be a rebel and alive.
Come on, Cork.
Rebel, rebels, 24. Rebel, rebels, we showed Limerick the door. Rebel, rebels, without a care. No, let's go and hammer Clare.
Yeah, hit the Red FM Instagram page. You can check out Rebel Rebel 24. The official video is up and running. Have a good day today. Neil Prendeville is on the way next. Kira's here at 12. Colm will drive you home. Stephanie at 7 and Emmett at 10. See you tomorrow.
Red FM Breakfast. With Now.